Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. And we start off with football this morning. Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates have booked their places in the Nedbank Cup last 16 after big wins on Sunday. The Buccaneers were on show in Umlazi against Richards Bay with Utito Patrick Maswanganye banging a brace in a 3-1 victory. Amakhosi made light work of ABC Motsepe League outfit Free Agents FC. Polimodi with the brace and a 4-0 win for Amakhosi. Remember, it is a big week this week in South African football. It is the Soweto Derby taking place at the FNB Stadium on Saturday, the 1st of Feb. Man United boss Ruben Amorim says their 1-0 victory at Fulham in the Premier League shows that the team needs to be given patience to win.
We control the ball, we understand the momentum, when to go a little bit slow to the throw-in, when take a little bit time, when do you have to return to play against with the centre defenders.
Yeah, United up to 12th in the table, 3 places above Tottenham, who lost 2-1 to strugglers Leicester City. Aston Villa, they continued their unbeaten run at home in top flight, but were held to a 1-0 draw by West Ham United. Brentford claimed a rare away win in the league as they got past at Crystal Palace 2-1 at Selhurst Park. And then rugby news, the Blitzbox finished 4th in the Perth Sevens. That's after they were denied a spot in the final by Australia in extra time, and then also lost to Spain in the 3rd and 4th place playoff. And then cricket news, Betway SA20, Devon Conway smashed at 56 ball 76 not out as the Joburg Super Kings returned to winning ways with a 9-wicket bonus point victory over the defending champions, the Sunrisers Eastern Cape in Joburg. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.